Hey everyone, Keith here. Just a quick disclaimer before the episode. We had a bit of a technical mishap before the recording of this episode where Janice's audio didn't record the way it was supposed to. We do have her audio, so I did my best to make sure that you guys could hear her. She may not be as loud as usual. I may be a little bit louder than usual. But we had some genuine reactions in the show that we didn't want to re-record the show and try to fake those over again. So just to let everyone know, in case it sounds a little weird, but please do enjoy the episode. So now let's get into it.
Nah, my nigga, this is dedication. This is anti-hesitation. This is a real nigga celebration. It's a dime block declaration. 59th and 5th Ave, granny house with vanilla wafers. It's the remedy to separation. Tupac of my generation. Blue pill in the fucking matrix. Red rose in the great pavement. Young black nigga trapped and he can't change it. Know he a genius, he just can't claim it. Cause they left him no platforms to explain it. He frustrated so he get faded. But deep down inside, he know you can't fail. How long should I stay dedicated? How long till opportunity meet preparation? I need some real nigga reparation.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Strange Quirk for Anime. I am Strange Keith.
Sashi Buri. Genesee desu. This is Quirky Jerk here.
And, I mean, it's been a long time since.
That's what Sashi Buri means. Sashi Buri means long time, no see. Like, verbatim.
It's been a while, and we apologize for that. Life is just kind of crazy, so.
Well, I blame Keith for everything, so.
Yeah, everything's my fault, according to her.
You say that like it's false, but you know.
Because it is.
Well, we're here now, so we know y'all didn't miss us for real, so, you know, don't act like y'all did. It's okay. We missed y'all, though.
First and foremost, we want to say rest in peace to Nipsey Hussle. Lost a real icon, somebody that was doing great things in the community. I mean, I like this music. I was a fan of his music, but I was also, for me, I was a big fan of what he did in the community and the message that, you know, he tried to get out to black people. So, yeah, man, it's a tough loss.
Yeah. But. I can't really say, like, for me, rap is hard to get into sometimes, and if it doesn't resonate with me, I don't listen to it, but I can't really say I've ever listened to his music to say it doesn't resonate with me. But Nipsey as a person, like, just what he represented for our community and the what he portrayed and, like, the knowledge that he, like, spoke on a daily, I always appreciated that from him. So, like, I'm not going to sit here and say I know every song, I know every lyric to every song he's ever rapped. No. I probably only know, like, last time that I checked because it came on the radio. But, I mean, like, he was literally an icon. Like, for so many people not to know that much about his music, but to know about him in general, like, outside of, like, Lauren London, like, outside of that, their relationship, like, people know who he is outside of him being a rapper in, like, different states in the country that have no affiliation with Los Angeles or gang life. Like, it's just crazy to see how many people have impacted from just, you know, this one solitary person. And he made such a big difference. Like, I saw a tweet. It was saying, like, he had employed, like, 40,000 people within, like, all the ventures that he's done.
Uh-huh.
And I just thought that was crazy because, like, he really does move in silence. Like, he's not doing it for attention. Like, he's doing it because it's in him to it was in him to do it. And that just in itself, like, I didn't even know that. And I'm, like, I'm blown away by just, like, that simple thing. Like, you know, it's not simple at all, but, like, just that one thing blows me away more than anything else could. Like, you could say somebody is like a billionaire and I'm like, okay, what are you doing for your community? Nothing.
Right.
Great. Next. So it's just like, you know, for something so stupid, like, your little ego cost somebody their life.
Mm-hmm. And he was one of the few people that, like, they made it and you know, he had an opportunity to where, you know, he could have got up out the hood, and he instead decided to stay, you know, with the hood that he came from and invest into that hood and try to make it a better place. And that's just something that you really don't see that often, at least with like celebrities, with, you know, they might donate something, but usually they, you know, they get up out of there. You don't see them. You don't see them there that often. But
yeah, they're not in the hood every day.
Yeah, but you know, he
into them on the corner.
Right, but he was, you know, he was in there 10 toes down, like,
damn.
You know, so yeah, man, sad, very very sad loss. It still kind of feels unreal, but you know, hopefully people will take his message from this, and we can you know, we can see some change. Maybe somebody, you know, somebody step in, a couple of, you know, a few people could step in and continue to do, you know, what he was trying to do. So
yeah, prayers out to his family, his kids, Lauren, his mom, his whole family, his sister. Just that's a tough loss. Especially the man he was for his family as well. Like, he was the great man in the community, but he was like an awesome man in his family. Like, he was, you know, taking part in raising a child that wasn't his. And just to hear that little boy speak at the funeral, like, you know, Nipsey was playing a big role in his life. Like, not to take away from money or nothing like that, but you could just tell that that boy had a relationship with that man, that he didn't have to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm always here for black fathers. I have one, so I stand. All you black fathers, shout out to you. But, you know, Nipsey was a real one, so rest in peace and prayers out to his family. And I hope that they're coping the best way they know how, because, honestly, I wouldn't know what to do with that loss. Like, if that was, like, that impact for my family, I wouldn't know what to do with that.
So. Oh, yeah. But, you know, on a lighter note, well, what are you watching? Back to anime.
Wow.
Like, not. Yeah, that was, I don't know. But it's like, you know, how do you transition from that? Yeah.
Yeah.
So you kind of, I just feel like we kind of just got to jump into it.
Punch a hole through the wall.
Yeah. There's not really a smooth way to transition, especially from that into anime. Like.
Yeah. Well. Somebody on our timeline was talking mad cash about people that like anime and talking about we weird. And I called him out on it, and I was like, how are we weird for enjoying something that's very close-minded of you? And he was like, well, it's a cartoon. I can't take it seriously. And I was like, well, do you think cartoons are for children? He was like, basically. And I was like, well, there's different genres of anime. So while some may be for children, there are some that are not. So we had a long, little drawn-out conversation about what he enjoys. He was very difficult because he was like, he don't watch TV. He like reality TV. It was a whole bunch of nonsense. But long story short, I suggested Tokyo Ghoul, and I forget the other one that I suggested for him at the moment because I haven't started watching it yet. But I just wrapped up season one of Tokyo Ghoul, and I just started season two. I actually fucks with Tokyo Ghoul. Like, I had no like preconceived notions going in. So I was just like, you know, just gonna watch it because I suggested it. And I'm just like, because I Googled it. Because what he said, he like horror. Like he would look into something that was horror. So I was like, okay, what's the best horror anime? And I was looking through the options, and I was just like, which would I suggest? But I've heard people say good things about Tokyo Ghoul, but I never heard about the plot or anything like that. So I just didn't know what I got him into. So I was like, you know what? I'm gonna watch it too. So I told him. But I finished it. The first season, and working on the second season right now, so I enjoyed it. I put it at 4 out of 5, and people like was coming at my neck talking about it's a 5 out of 5, and I was like, yeah, I rated it 4 out of 5, so
like, relax, bro. Like,
now what?
You rated 5 out of 5.
You know, that's great and that's dandy and everything, but it's got a 4 out of 5. If it was a 3, then I can understand why you feel this way. But a 4, I think, is a great rating. Like, other than that, watching, I feel like I just watched something. I don't know. I haven't been watching a lot of nothing, to be honest. I've been working on something else.
Game of Thrones.
That too. I think I deserve a round of applause for that one, because I finished that whole thing in 4 weeks. So, yeah. I need to hear it.
Yeah. I mean, Game of Thrones took me away from anime for a little bit too, so I can't even be mad at it. But for me, I'm watching... I've been rewatching Food Wars. I've been watching the dub, which actually isn't terrible. The voices don't really fit the characters like that to me, but it's still not bad. What else? I've been watching High School DxD, which has been fun.
I bet.
Yeah, that show is fun. And that I've been watching the dub as well, because the sub, not that the sub was bad, I just...
He wants to see titties.
Let me explain though. So I started out watching the sub, and sometimes when I get lazy and I don't feel like reading, I'll put the dub on. And the sub for High School DxD is censored. And I put on the dub just being lazy. And in doing that, I found out that the dub is not censored. So I've been watching the dub because...
He likes titties.
I like titties. Yes, absolutely. And the titties are uncensored in the dub. So, you know, who doesn't like titties?
I forgot. I finished Cowboy Bebop. We're going to put that in the nostalgia pile, because the way y'all stand, I need y'all to relax. It was a good anime, but it was just really slow to me. Like, really slow.
It is really slow. It's a slow show.
Like, really slow. Like, they wasted a lot of, like, drawing effort. They could have cut that down to like 8 episodes, and it probably would have been better. But I mean, it was good though. You know, I fucks with Edward. I don't really get the fact that Edward's a girl. But her name is Edward. But I don't even know if she knows she's a girl. But that's neither here nor there. But yeah, I liked it though. It was cute. It was just slow, very slow.
What else?
I guess we finished the season.
Yeah. So, there's this stuff from spring that finished. I mean, not spring, from winter that finished. So, like, I finished Mob Psycho. I finished Magical Girl Spec Ops Asuka. Still watching JoJo. Still watching Shield Hero. What else? So people that listen and people that know me will maybe, I don't know if they'll be upset. They'll for sure have something to say about this, but
we broke them, y'all.
So this past winter season,
just drop the ball, man.
This winter season, I actually found 2 slice of life shows that I absolutely loved. Those two being Domestic Girlfriend and The Quintessential Quintuplets. And they were actually so good that I went and read the manga for both. And in about a, it took me about a week each to catch up to the manga for both of them. And both are like, I think Domestic Girlfriend is like 260 chapters, and Quintessential Quintuplets is maybe 180 or something like that. It's a good amount of chapters, but I couldn't get enough, and I'm ashamed of myself for it. But
because you were talking all that shit.
But you know, yeah, I'll take that to the chin. I talked a whole lot of shit about Slice of Life, and then found Slice of Life that I liked. So
I wish I just had a sound clip.
So you know, I'm eating my words right now, and she's, You guys can't see her face, but she's very thoroughly enjoying that. I had to admit that I found slice of life shows that I liked.
I told him he would. He was just sticking his nose up. You know what happens when you stick your nose up? You walk into some shit. And that's what he did. He did make me start Quintessential Quintuplets, though, but it was already on my list of things I wanted to watch. It just wasn't in my my winter draft or anything like that. But it was already in like something like the list of want to watch. So I do like it though. So I feel like everybody would like it. Go watch it.
Yeah, it's so fun. Like, it's such a fun show. But I was upset that the season was only 12 episodes. But, I mean, you know, speaking of spring shows, or not spring, sorry. I don't know why I keep doing that. Speaking of winter shows, let's go. Since we were supposed to a while ago, we might as well go ahead and get into our winter draft. The shows that we drafted that we're going to go ahead and pass for review.
I'm going to go ahead and keep it a bean with y'all. I didn't do my homework. I did watch some of what I said I was going to watch. And I've seen some of each anime that I said I would watch. But I don't know if it's me. I don't know if it's anime. I don't know if it was the time that has been slipping through my fingers since this last episode. I don't even know when we recorded the last episode. That's how...
It's been so long.
Like,
we were supposed to do the next episode, you know.
The week after.
Yeah.
It's been like a month, 2 months.
Like 3 weeks into the season.
I don't know nothing. But I did not finish all of them. So, yeah. Don't yell at me. But I will tell you what made it through the draft of the three episodes that we were supposed to watch of each to say what we wanted to carry on and actually do a review for. So, I'm going to speak in past tense here because my feelings for them... after three episodes, I decided to pass Boogie Pop and Others, The Promised Neverland, and Wise. And the three that didn't pass was... I did not watch any of the Morose Mononokian, but that's because it's a season two. And I should have known that. Whatever. Attack me. But I didn't. So I didn't watch any of it. I haven't watched season one or season two because it was kind of overwhelming. So I was just like, no. Grimm's Notes, I watched the first few episodes. And Kimberly Kusa, I think I watched the first few episodes of that too. Those two just wasn't gonna make it at all. Like, Grimm's Notes isn't that bad, but it's not that good either. Like, the animation is fine. It's just this whole storyline of, like, I'm tired of nursery rhymes and, you know, the little princess stories and Red Riding Hood and all that good nonsense. I'm good on that right now. I've seen enough Once Upon a Time for all of us. Literally, I watched Wonderland and Agrabah. I saw it all. only the real ones are going to get that. But, so yeah, Boogie Pop and Others, The Promised Neverland, and Wise were the three I passed to pick from to do a review.
And for me, I am passing Dororo, Mob Psycho 100 Season 2, and The Rising of the Shield Hero. My other three were Maho Shoujo, Magical Girl Spec Ops Asuka, Minaria Friends, and Circlet Princess. Magical Girl Spec Ops Asuka, I actually ended up finishing that season. It was a pretty good show. It just... wasn't as good as the three that I decided to pass. Circlet Princess, I think I watched 9 episodes of that, only because I couldn't find the last, it's supposed to be 12 episodes, I couldn't find the last three online anywhere, and it's not like on Crunchyroll or Hulu or anything like that. And then Minaria Friends, I watched the first two episodes of that, and it was just complete garbage. It was pretty, but there was literally nothing going on at all, and it started to get kind of weird. There was this girl that, like, she was sleeping, and she had, like, this huge tail, and I guess she was shedding her tail or something for a bigger tail, but it was like they made it kind of sexual, like she was having an orgasm from shedding her tail. I wouldn't suggest it to anyone. It was really bad, and the episodes were only 15 minutes each, but they felt like forever. And then at the end of this episode, or towards the end of this episode, we'll be reviewing, not the end, but later on in the episode, we will be doing a full review of Promised Neverland, since we both have watched and finished that, and she passed that. And now we will get into our spring 2019 draft, and the plan is to not be having the whole season until another episode. So same deal, we'll be picking six shows each, alternating. And
so I want to let y'all know that if he picks any of the ones that I want to be, I'm going to be a solo host on this show, because he's not going to be alive.
I'm almost positive we have at least two of the same shows on our list.
You better leave me alone, you guys. I don't want to hear nothing when it's my first funeral. Don't be about it, because I'm going to be there. I'm not gonna be in jail. I'm gonna be there. I don't hear nothing about it when he comes missing.
Do you have a quarter?
There's a whole piggy bank behind you. There's a piggy juice. What is that container? Ooh, I'm balling. Y'all heard that? You got that money?
I'll use a nickel.
Nah.
I don't see no quarters.
Use a brown, brother.
A penny? I should use a pen.
Oh, that's not gonna work.
Why not?
I feel like it'll always come up
heads. Face sides, heads, bottom sides, tails. Yeah, I'll use a nickel. Alright, you wanna call it? It's hitting the ground this time, like it did last time.
I can't even see the ground, you guys. You gotta cheat again.
How did I cheat? When I told you.
He let me win.
No. Anyway, so call it.
Tails.
It is.
He's cheating. He flipped it already.
Ah, it's heads.
See, I told you he cheated.
I did not cheat.
He cheated.
Anyway, it's heads. So me first, and my first pick is going to be
Joanna.
Fairy Gone.
Oh, I don't have that.
Good.
Oh, like, damn it. Okay, that's fine. I'm picking Demon Slayer.
I didn't even think you was gonna want that. That's why I didn't pick it first. Wow.
He wasn't even picking mine. I totally changed it.
Wow.
Do you, I had to take my check mark off.
Wow.
And put on something else, and I was.
Do y'all see how petty she is?
How am I petty? How? You cheated.
I didn't cheat. Wow, you are petty, because you knew I was going to want Demon Slayer, and you didn't even want it. You only picked it because you knew I was going to pick it. Anyway, so my number two pick is going
to
be Carol and Tuesday.
Yeah.
That's okay. What you get.
That's cool. I'm going to pick After Lost then.
That wasn't until my number five anyway.
I don't care. I gotta figure out something else.
My number three is going to be...
Don't you do it. I sit on the I'll throw something up in the chair.
My number three is going to be Midnight Occult Civil Service.
I swear to Bob. Keep playing with me. All right. Okay. So, all right. Okay, mm-hmm. Number three.
Yep.
Roby Hachi.
Oh, you can have that. That wasn't even numbered on my... That wasn't even numbered on my list. So what I'm on? I'm on four. So my number four is going to be Magma Love the Sea Blue. That's going to be my number four.
Good. I didn't pick that at all.
Good.
I think it's because I couldn't figure out where to watch that one at. Dang, I really want Carol on Tuesday for me.
Oh, I'm so sad.
So I'm number four?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm just going to go ahead and just, Fruits Basket.
I was about to pick that next. Man.
Watch him. He gonna do something drastic. I'm gonna have to knock him out. One, two, three.
Man. Let's see. What am I on? Five.
One, two.
All right, so my number five is going to be... I'm gonna do a Why Are You Here, Sensei. I know. It's not a is that a show you wanted?
I'm going to throw something at you.
Is that a show you wanted? I didn't think you would want that.
You know what? It's okay. Because I had seven picked. Mm-hmm. Now, with deleting that one, I know you're not going to take my last one. Because if you do, there will be a few. So I'm just going to, you know.
Well, you can have your last one. I already know what it's going to be.
Whatever.
You can have that.
I only saved it for last because I know you're not going to pick it. Because if you did, mm-hmm. it was going to be hands. Like, they're podcast of hands. So I'm gonna go with Maggie's Grandson. Do you know which one that one is?
No, I have no. I didn't hear about that one at all. I don't even know what that is.
The name of it's weird, so you might have, but you might not be paying attention to it. Let me go find the Japanese name of it.
No, I still don't even. I don't have that.
Are you sure?
Yeah. So my last pick is going to be. I almost want to pick something else, but I feel like. This has to be a show that we go over. So I'm going to pick One Punch Man Season 2 for my last pick.
My last pick is Bungo Stray Dogs Season 3. You feel me? And the only reason why I didn't pick it first is because I had things I had to do to him because he was going to be stealing the good stuff.
Yeah, because if you would have picked that first, I was for sure getting Demon Slayer or Fruits Basket. So... I'm so mad you took Fruits Basket.
You took Carol on Tuesday for me.
I wanted Fruits Basket. And you know what? I had Carol on Tuesday as my two already, but I almost didn't take it at two, but I knew you wanted it. And since you took Demon Slayer.
But I made.
Since you took Demon Slayer.
What did you take for me? Fairy Gone. You took
Fairy Gone. I didn't know you wanted Fairy Gone.
You took it.
I only knew you wanted Bungo Stray Dogs, and I figured you would want Carol on Tuesday.
Oh, but you figured Carol on Tuesday. You figured. Your ass.
And I knew you would want Midnight Occult. So
you guessed. I know you knew I would want that. Ooh.
But I wanted that. I have that here as my three. I had that here as my... That's been my three since, like, a week ago when I made this list.
I didn't really have mine in order, but I need to work on that. But that was in my top, like, three.
Well, there you have it, folks. We have our draft now. Clearly, we're both upset with each other's picks. But, you know, that is the way the cookie crumbles. And so I guess since we have our picks now, real quick, we can... do some quick synopses. Let's see. What was my first pick? Fairy Gone. I did not cheat. I swear I didn't. I didn't. I didn't know you want the Why Are You Here Sensei either. But, All right, so the synopsis here on Live Chart for Fairy Gone is the anime is set in a world where fairies possess and reside within animals, granting them special powers. By surgically removing and transplanting the organs of a possessed animal into a human, humans can partially summon the fairy and use it as a weapon. Eventually, such individuals were used for war and were called fairy soldiers. After a long war, these soldiers lost their purpose and had to reintegrate into society. From the government to the mafia and even becoming terrorists, each tread their own path. The story begins 9 years after the end of the war and centers on the protagonist, Maria. Maria is a fresh recruit of Dorothea, an organization dedicated to the investigation and suppression of fairy-related crimes and incidents. This is a long synopsis. Even in peacetime, the government is still unstable after the war. Many criminals still have lingering wounds from the previous conflict, and there are terrorist groups bent on revenge. This is a story of fairy soldiers seeking their own justice in a chaotic post-war world. And it is by Studio PA Works.
The Source Anime News Network.
Hate you. Well, that's too bad.
To go
be by you really wanted Carolyn Tuesday, huh?
I hate you. My number one, I don't even remember what it was now.
You took Demon Slayer.
Yeah, whatever. It wasn't even in my list. Kimetsu no Yaiba. Alright. So, Demon Slayer. I feel tortured right now.
You did it to yourself.
You flipped the coin!
What does that have to do with anything?
Since ancient times, rumors have abounded of man-eating demons lurking in the woods. Because of this, the local townsfolk never venture outside at night. Legend has it that a demon slayer also roams the night, hunting down those bloodthirsty demons. Ever since the death of his father, Tanjiro has taken it upon himself to support his mother and 5 siblings. Although their lives may be hardened by tragedy, they found happiness. But that ephemeral, I hope that's the word, ephemeral? Never in my life have I seen that word. But that ephemeral warmth is shattered one day when Tanjiro finds his family slaughtered in the lone survivor, his sister, Nezuko, turned into a demon. Adding to the sorrow, a demon hunter named, Tomioka Gyu, arrived and was about to finish Nezuko off, but to his surprise, she and Tanjiro, did I do his name the whole time? Oh, they spelled it wrong. Started to protect each other. We're not going to have 3 paragraphs. Seeing this oddity and Tanjiro's promising fighting skills, Gyu decides to send them to his old mentor to be trained. I sound like I can't read, but it's just far away, you guys. So begins Tanjiro's life as a demon hunter, bound on a quest to cure his sister and find the one who murdered his entire family. Shonen AF.
Yep. Alright, so Carol and Tuesday.
Thief.
This is by Studio Bones. It's a Netflix exclusive. I think it's a Netflix exclusive. But what I do know, it is from the same director as Cowboy Bebop and Samurai Champloo. So the synopsis here is 50 years have passed since mankind began migrating to the new frontier, Mars. It's an age where most culture is produced by AI and people are content to be passive consumers. There's a girl scraping a living in the metropolis of Alba City. She's working part-time while trying to become a musician. She's always felt like something is missing. Her name is Carol. There's a girl born to a wealthy family in the provincial town of Herschel City. She dreams of becoming a musician, but nobody around her understands. But nobody around her understands. She feels like the loneliest person in the world. Her name is Tuesday.
keeps going.
Oh, there's more. Oh, my goodness. A chance meeting brings them together. They want to sing. They want to make music. Together, they feel like they just might have a chance. The two of them may only create a tiny wave, but that wave will eventually grow into something larger. Dot, dot, dot.
For the record, we're reading all this off of chart.me.
Yeah.
This one doesn't have a source of where it comes from. And I don't know if I told you guys last time on the episode, but if you click on the little eye underneath each of the little little squares on the little bottom panel of the icons, the eye icon will tell you where you can find a legal stream from, like, one of the apps, whatever, like Hulu, Netflix, Amazon, Crunchyroll, Funimation, blah, blah, blah. And then they have all the sites that people track what they watch on. You know, I love Anime Planet, so it's down there for those people who don't know how to keep track of what they're watching. Because sometimes I don't. Sometimes I'll be able to log into my Anime Planet and be like, what am I watching? I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot about that. Okay. After we just did that plug. What was my second one? After Lost?
Yeah.
Now trying to figure out what that title was.
The Japanese one?
Mm-hmm.
It's, I think I have it here. Shimetsu Toshi.
Oh, there it is. On this site, it has a different picture than on my anime list. It has a different...
The poster?
Yeah. Whew. I feel like reading is an Olympic sport right now. I'm out of shape. One day, a city suddenly disappears. Takuya, a professional by the contract courier, and Lone... What? That's a weird sentence. And Lone Wolf meets Yuki, the only survivor from the city's extinction. The two rely on a message from Yuki's father, who was heard to be missing, and head towards the disappeared city, Lost. The city's name is Lost, for the record. However, unexpected obstacles strike before the pair, and with the reality especially shocking for Yuki. Before them are the feelings of those left behind, a mysterious group manipulating in the shadows and unveiling the hidden conspiracy. Takuya and Yuki, who were both initially strangers, would deepen their bond during the journey and unravel the mystery of the lost city. So the source of that is My Anime List News, and that one can be watched on Hulu and Funimation, but the production is Madhouse, so we'll see how long
we know the first season will at least look good. The first season may also be the only one we get.
How long this anime lasts.
So my third is Midnight Occult Civil Servant. It is from a studio, Leiden Films. I think it's pronounced Leiden. So anyway, the synopsis here is when Miyako Arata joins the Shinjuku ward office, he thinks he's gotten a normal civil servant job, but it turns out he's joined the Night Community Exchange Department, one of which operates secretly in each of Tokyo's 23 ward offices. Their job is to resolve occult issues concerning non-human beings. Accompanied by his senpai and department head Sakaki Kyoichi.
Kyoichi,
there we go. And the occult-obsessed Himetsuka Seo, they work night after night, facing off with beings whose existence defies the laws of our world. And that's from Crunchyroll.
I'm bringing out my Japanese lingo. I try to speak in English on the podcast, but you don't get the break. Beef.
So, well, excuse me.
Next was Robihachi for me.
Yep.
Alright. So this one's a sci-fi space. So I'm intrigued. Neo Tokyo, the year is GC, Galaxy Century, 0051, which marks a half a century since the first contact was made. Humans have obtained super light speed navigation technology and formed a commonwealth of planets with aliens. A streak of bad luck is continuing for self-proclaimed freelance reportage writer Robbie Yarge. I don't know what language it is, so I don't know how to pronounce the E at the end of that. Who is around 30 years old. He fails at work, so his contract is cut. His girlfriend leaves him, and he nearly dies in a traffic accident, and debt collectors come after him. Oh, sounds like my life. I can relate, Robbie. Oh, 30 years old? Debt collectors? Oh. One day, a bag snatcher steals Robbie's bag, and a young man helps him. Hachikita, an 18-year-old part-time worker, catches the criminal and returns Robbie's bag. Robbie offers him his gratitude and a meal in return. The pair discover they are complete opposites and soon part ways. However, Hachi turns up again in Robbie's life as a debt collector. Oh, you snake. Hachi explains that it's his part-time job working for the loan shark, Yan. A cat-and-mouse chase begins, and Yan's finance president, Yan, takes his subordinates, Aro and Gra, along for the ride. Robbie manages to elude Hachi and escape to space while shaking off Yan's group. Robbie thinks of escaping to Issa Kandar, a distant and legendary planet in the Milky Way that is said to bring happiness to those who go there. Though Robbie thought he had escaped to space alone, he discovers Hachi inside his spaceship. The two decide to travel across the galaxy together in search of Issa Kandar. And the source is Anime News Network. And that is visible on Hulu and Funimation. And the production is Comet.
All right. And what am I on for?
We.
We're on for?
We.
All right. So my four is Gunju no Magma, or Magma of the Sea Blue. It's by Studio Piero Plus. And the synopsis is, one day in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, a miracle occurred. A new continent appeared out of nowhere. The new continent was the home for new and mysterious plants and creatures and minerals. Humanity is excited as the age of exploration has returned. That's all they have here. But yeah, pretty much shonen adventure show.
Good luck finding that,
sir. Let's see. Does it say it's nowhere? Oh, it does say it's nowhere. Well,
you
can
find it online.
Yeah. I'm sure I'll be able to find it somewhere.
It just won't be convenient.
Yeah.
So I want fruits baskets.
Mm-hmm.
Fest.
Thief.
Fest of its name. Okay. So this one is about a high school student. Toru Honda begins living alone in a tent after she loses her mother. I'm sick of these animes that they're losing all their little parents. It could be like a 14-year-old child living on their own and nobody cares. We're going to get back to the synopsis though. Okay, so she lost her mom, who was her only remaining family member. However, it turns out that the land she pitched a tent on was a part of the distinguished Soma family estate. When Shigure Soma sees the value of her housekeeping skills, Toru ends up living with Yuki Soma, who is essentially the prince of her school, and Kyo Soma, who regards Yuki as the enemy. Still, there's something Toru doesn't know yet. The Soma family has been bound for centuries by a horrible curse. Oh, it's going to be interesting, y'all. The source is Funimation. The production company is TMS Entertainment. And I'm excited.
And so for anyone who doesn't know, Fruits Basket is a remake. The original aired in 2001, I think, 2000 or 2001. But I haven't seen it, but the author of the manga hated the original anime adaptation so bad that she she said that, I think she's quoted as saying that whatever the studio was that did the first one, as long as they have the rights, there would never be a second season, I guess. It's like she hated it that much. So this new one is supposed to be truer to the manga. And I think she was more involved as well, or had more of a hand of it to make sure things stayed to her liking. But my next one is Why Are You Here, Sensei? Is by Tear Studio. I don't think I've heard of them. But anyway, so Ichiro Sato is about as average as a student can get, except for his above average ability to land himself in totally awkward, intensely risque situations with his no-nonsense teacher, Kana Kojima. Ichiro has his hands full dealing with the steamy shenanigans and unexpected encounters in the most unlikely places. At least it can't get any worse, right?
Wrong.
And that it can be seen on Crunchyroll and High Dive. And I'll probably be watching on High Dive just because, since this is an ecchi show, High Dive tends to have the more uncensored versions, if there is an uncensored version. So High Dive it is.
All right, and then we're at Maggie's Grandson on Magi. The Japanese version is called Kenja no Nago. The production is Silver Link, and you can watch it on Hulu and Funimation. A young man who had surely died in an accident was reborn in another world as a baby. After that, he was picked up by a patriot hero sage, Merlin Wolford, and was given the name Sheen. He was raised as a grandson by Merlin and soaked up Merlin's teachings, earning him some shocking power. However, when he became 15, Merlin said, "I forgot to teach him common sense." An abnormal boy's unconventional otherworld fantasy life starts here. Source, my anime list.
All right, and my last pick is One Punch Man Season 2 by JC Staff. For anyone who doesn't know, the first season was by Studio Madhouse. So if you're watching this and you see differences in art or any, in everything, that's why. But the synopsis is, Saitama started out being a hero just for fun. After 3 years of special training, he became so powerful that he can defeat opponents with a single punch. Now, alongside Genos, his faithful cyborg disciple, Saitama is ready to begin his official duties as a professional hero working with the Hero Association. However, the frequency of monster appearances is surging, and it increasingly appears as if the great seer, Madam Shibabawa, the great seer, Madam Shibabawa's prediction about the Earth's doom is coming true in the midst of this crisis. The hero hunter Garu makes his own appearance.
Awesome, great. The best anime ever. Here we are, Bungo Stray Dogs. Bones is the studio, same as Carol and Tuesday. Yes, so here we are, season 3. Oh, how far we've come. The White Tiger and the Black Beast. Okay, so bear with me because these names are not fair. Nakagawa Atsushi and Akutagawa Ryunosuke. They fight against Francis F. It brings to an end the great war against the guild. Life goes on as normal in Yokoyama, thanks to the continued truce between the armed detective agency and the port mafia, who together save the city from ruin. But there are still rumors of guild stragglers and other crime organizations making their way in from abroad. Meanwhile, Dazai Osamu, my fave, had premonitions of another impending disaster. Lurking in the darkness is the Fyodor D, leader of the pirate organization Rats in the House of the Dead, his dreadful plans on the verge of execution. So, I just want everybody to, like, if you have not seen season one, start there. And then work your way up to what's current now, which is season three. And you're kind of blessed, because you didn't have to wait as long as I did for this season to come out. So, I just bid you good luck in your journey. And I just want you to watch it. Do it for yourself. Don't do it for me.
Yeah, she loves that show. I have not seen it yet.
He needs to do it for himself.
I will see it eventually, and I'm sure she'll pass it.
She's
gonna pass it. I already know, so I will be forced to watch it.
Yeah, it'll make you watch the movie Dead Apple too.
I'm sure people will notice we left out Attack on Titan. Season 3, Part 2.
We didn't leave it out. We didn't get picked.
Well, that's getting left out.
Well, okay. Well, I haven't seen Season
1. So well, yeah. She hasn't seen Season 1, 2, or 3, Part 1.
But I did say I was going to start it, though. So don't attack me just yet. Because I have Tokyo Ghoul, I'm going to finish that. And then I'll start the second type. But it's probably going to be after spring season. I might start it at whatever break there is between, like,
Attack on Titan, for one, it starts pretty late in the season anyway, because it doesn't start till the 29th, and most of the shows have already started. But I mean, like, I didn't pick it. I've seen it. I just didn't pick it because I kind of wanted to go with shows that were, like, in their first season, and I kind of wanted to find like, what's the sleeper gonna be. Mm-hmm. So that's because, like, I know Attack on Titan's gonna be good. I know everyone's gonna watch Attack on Titan, so I'm not really worried about it. But I really want to go after shows that people may not necessarily be watching, and I want to find something that's good that maybe people don't know about. So that's kind of why she left it out, because she hasn't seen it, but that's why I haven't, why I left out Attack on Titan.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
There's hella stuff coming out, though. Like, it's just some extra stuff I'm gonna watch anyway. Like, I want to watch Mix, and I know that's weird for me to want to watch sports anime.
That's a baseball show, right? Mm-hmm. And there's I think that's a season two or a sequel.
It's a touch.
Yeah.
But I still want to see it because it looks pretty. Like, not pretty like as in, like, girl pretty, but like the art looks like really nice. So I want to watch it. I'm gonna end up watching it. It just probably won't be while it's airing. Like, I'll probably wait until it's fully done and just binge it and binge both. And then do that, but it looks really nice, and I want to see it. But there's hella stuff, though, so, like...
Yeah, there's... it's weird, because, like, when I was looking at spring lists, there's some shows have been, like, left off of certain sites' spring lists.
Yeah, there's... Because when I was doing the little... Because the challenge you can do on Anime Planet for, like, the seasons or whatever, Seven Seeds is on Netflix, but it's a spring 2019 anime, but I don't know, maybe they're dropping it late or something. But I'm intrigued to see, because it looks kind of dark from just the cover photo. It looks kind of dark.
And I know spring season has started, but I've been trying not to watch shows. I was trying to wait until we drafted, because I kind of wanted to go into it blind, or as blind as possible. Obviously, I had to read the synopses.
I didn't read them.
But I was... Let me see if I can find the show. So there's a show that I found on Crunchyroll that's not listed on anything, but, like, I figured I hadn't seen the name of it anywhere, and, like... But I just happened to see it on Crunchyroll for their spring 2019. And I was like, you know what, let me... I know I'm not going to draft this show, so let me go ahead and kind of check this out. Because it sounded kind of interesting. But now I can't find what the show was, and I forgot the name. But here it is. It's called Amazing Stranger. And I watched episode one of it, and it was kind of fun. It was like this otaku, he finds a doll or like a figure, and the figure comes to life, and the figure is a girl, and she's from an anime, and her history, everything that she remembers is from her anime, and he's kind of like playing like he's in her anime so that things don't really get weird for her, even though she's just a figure that somehow came to life. But yeah, it was kind of fun. Obviously it wasn't something that I wanted to draft, but maybe something to check out for some people, I guess.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So what are she does name? Okay, now that we've done that, I would like to take a moment and shout out to my few people that participated in my giveaway. Don't sleep. The pins are on there. They're not en route. Don't let me lie to you. But I've been doing a lot of stuff, and I haven't had time to sit down and physically press the pins, but they're coming, and they should be. Today is the 18th. Let me look at the calendar so I can give you a date of when I can ensure that they'll be sent out. Mm-hmm. They were sent out before the first. I work a real job, guys. Give me a break. It just takes a while because, like, I'm very particular about how I make the pins. And I like for the pictures to be, like, very centered and have them look good. So it's, like, it takes a minute. But I want to go ahead and shout out. So we have adult name Rob on Twitter. Everybody's on Twitter, by the way. We have @name needs more Damo. We actually need less Damo. But for the podcast sake, we love Damo. But for my sake, we have Colby Tazan. I don't know how to say that. I never will. And then we have Unbothered Mike, who is also a host of another anime podcast. Shout us out to him for the Blanime podcast.
Shout out to Blanime. I was listening to them earlier today.
Yeah, shout out to them. One of my friends from Twitter. He talks a lot of shit, but he a real nigga, so. And another one of the hosts recently followed me, and I've been chopping it up with her. I like her. I have to get her name, though. Sorry. I'm really bad with names. So don't yell at me. I'm better with pictures than I am with photos. Let me go to the actual page. That's what'll help. That's what'll help me. But the other host, she's cool people. I like her. Let me see. Tattoos and Lipstick. That's her name. And, matter of fact, we just followed her from the podcast page. Yeah, so that's them. And so I will be sending out, I'm going to post pictures and everything after I press them all and send them out. And I'll be doing another giveaway soon. I have some other trinkets to do for, a package for, it's going to be one person that'll win this. But this one was easier because I have, I make pins, so it's easier to, do more people. And I'll do another one with pins in the future, too. But the next one's going to be for one solitary person. So, be on the lookout for that. We are going to record more often, so don't worry. It's not going to give away every episode. Yeah, that was fun, though.
Shout out to everybody that entered, too. Yeah. We appreciate y'all.
That was fun. I appreciate you guys even for listening to us because, you can be doing anything else with your time. You're doing a bunch of things with your time. None of them could be listening to us, but still, you sat there. You listened. You suffered through. So, thank you guys, and we'll move on from that.
And now for the coup de grace. The I don't. You're right. You're absolutely right. I only know how to use it from context. I don't know what the direct translation is.
To be honest, I really don't know what it means either. But that's why I knew you didn't know what it meant.
But let's get into Promised Neverland, man.
Okay, so if you have not watched Promised Neverland, just go ahead and turn us off now.
Yeah, we're gonna
we're not sparing y'all.
Yeah, we're gonna do like a real review with, like, you know, there may be some spoilers. Well, there probably there will be some spoilers. So if you haven't watched it yet or you haven't finished it yet and you don't want anything spoiled for you, go ahead and turn us off right now.
This is the end of the episode. The last thing we're gonna do is this. So don't worry, you're not gonna miss nothing if you haven't seen it.
Right. So if you haven't seen it, turn us off right now, and then you can come back later after you finish if you want to. But we gonna get into it. So when you first started the show, what were you expecting? Okay, or so did you have expectations?
No research of any kind, because I'm lazy for one, and for two, I like to be surprised. So when I saw Promised Neverland, I just like, because I saw a trailer in Japanese. Mm-hmm. I couldn't find one that had English subtitles at all. So I was just like watching the pictures in Japanese, and I don't speak enough of it to do that. So I stopped listening at some point. Like, I stopped trying. Like, probably after like 5 seconds, I stopped trying. And, I really, really, really liked the animation. And then...
Yeah, it looked amazing.
Amazing. It looked dark as well. So, like, I really like dark stuff. I like,
what was the studio? Let me look up the studio for that. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a studio person. I don't know. I'm telling you, I do no research. That's not my thing. I will if I want to, but it's not, like, a first action. But, yeah, so what sold me on wanting to watch it was it just looked really beautiful. And it was about some kids, and it looked dark. Like, it was about little kids. It didn't really, there was that many adults. And it didn't look like it was, like, any kind of ecchi. Like, that was the thing that I was like, there's going to be some storyline here, because there's no ecchi.
Cloverworks was the studio. Oh, yeah. Cloverworks.
But, the first episode, man, I was sold. Like, I think I was, like, laying down when I watched it, and I, in, like, a split second, I was sitting up.
Sat up.
In a split second, I was sitting up. And my dumb ass, I'm not the person that's going to remember everything by the episode number, because that's just not how my life works. But Connie.
She was episode one.
Okay, I want to make sure that she was episode one.
Yeah, she was episode one.
But Connie, honey, you broke my heart. It wasn't your fault, but like I almost cried for you. I don't even know you. Like, I was just so shocked. Like, no, I thought maybe they was gonna take her somewhere, and like, you know, maybe pawn her off. But no, they didn't. And they, like, she was just laying in the trash. What's the little. The truck, the back of the truck,
yeah.
The trash, and I was just like, you guys can't do no better for her. Like, what? And with a little flower hanging out of her chest, I was like, no, this is too much for me. I can't do this.
It was like pure terror on her face too, which was crazy. For me going in, I wasn't really that sure what to expect. I had read the synopsis. And it sounded very Seraph of the End to me.
I haven't seen that.
Didn't we watch that together?
No.
Oh.
I don't know that you was watching that with, but it wasn't me.
Anyway. So, or I think it's pronounced Seraph of the End. But,
Seraph of the End.
But anyway, so it sounded very Seraph of the End to me. And then, like, watching the first episode, it was like, okay, so this is hella Seraph of the End. But then as the show went on, it was like, okay, no, this isn't Seraph of the End. Like, this is clearly very different. 'Cause then, well, I don't, Well, Seraphim, the first season is I'm gonna just, there's a spoiler here for that too, but in the very first episode they escape. In Seraphim of the End, well, they attempt their escape in the very first episode of Seraphim of the End, and like Promised Neverland, clearly that's not what they did. They the whole season was planning the escape. So yeah, I don't know. For me, early in the season, I thought it was a little slow. Everyone was like loving it and raving, and for me, it didn't pick up till maybe episode 5 or 6 when shit started to really get real. But yeah, I don't know. What else do you want to go into?
I like that they were willing to spare a main character. Like, I kind of felt with the concept of, like, you know, somebody had to go. The plan had to get ruined. Like, I'm happy that it didn't just end in, oh, they planned, and they just got out. Like, I'm happy that there was, like, you know, a barrier. Like, you don't get to just go just because you think you planned well enough. And then I loved that they all were, like, working in their own separate silos, thinking that maybe the other person wasn't going to be, like, okay with it. So, like, when Emma and Ray, like, kind of figured out that both of them were still kind of working on it without saying something, I was like, ooh, the betrayal. Like, ooh, but the love, because that's real. Like, Emma's been faking this whole, well, not faking the injury, because she was injured, but, like, she's been faking this depression this whole time. But literally over here, like, teaching the kids how to do stuff. Like,
right.
Masterminds. Like, and I always supported Emma wanting to get everybody out, but I am so happy that they didn't try to get everybody out, because they wouldn't have made it.
Like, oh my! Emma, so that episode, the escape episode, was that episode 11 when they ended the episode with Phil and Mama? Yeah, Mama. I was like, oh my God, Phil, no.
They were showing every single person that was running. Like, showing them, like, little, like, screenshots, like, the shots of them as they were running. And I was like, somebody's missing. And I was, like, waiting, because I was like, okay, they're going to show Phil. And I'm waiting. I'm like, okay, they're going to show. They didn't show Phil. Where the fuck? I think I might even have a tweet of me, like, where the fuck is Phil? Before, of course, nobody would know that the tweet was before they showed that he was talking about Mom's dress. Before they showed that he was not there, I was already like, where the fuck is Phil at? Where the fuck is Phil? Not Phil. For the kids, where's Phil?
I was like, oh my God, Phil, no.
Happy that they worked that shit out.
Yeah, but that, yeah. But you know, obviously, in the next episode, we got what the plan was and why Phil was there. But I was like, oh, they, like, that was a perfect spot to end that episode, because I was like, what the fuck? It hurt me that we lost Norman. It hurt me.
Oh, my God.
Man.
Norman was me or something.
Like, oh, man.
I identify with him a lot.
That hurt me. What else? Ray being the spy.
I don't know why that didn't shock me.
Yeah, it didn't. I kind of saw it coming.
Like, I knew there had to be somebody. But I do like that he was playing like a double agent. Like a triple agent.
Yeah.
And like, he couldn't tell them. But he also was like trying to save them while snitching on them. Like, like, it was like he was playing this perfect position. But I was like, somebody had to be doing it. Like,
yeah, because he was feeding information, but also, like, he was so tactical in how he was feeding the information to Mom, that it still would work in his favor. Even though she knew. Like, she knew that he was planning something. And, like, I don't know, that's why Sister Crone came, and then that was why there were certain, like, items that he would request that he couldn't get. Like, she knew. And I just, it was just wild to see kind of this game of chess between these 12-year-olds and a mom who was, well, she was like, she wasn't that old. She was, what, like 26, 27, something like that?
And she, yeah. She didn't look old, but she looked old, if that makes sense. Like she carried herself like an old person.
Mm-hmm.
But she could have been 19 for all of them. Man. I really enjoyed that show. I like the twists and the turns that it took you on. Like, it'll have you in your emotions. Like, you be thinking, like, you know something and you be hella wrong. Like, with the fire. I did not know what happened in that fire. But, okay, anybody that read the manga, shut up. Just don't even. If you would have read the manga, you would know no. Cool your jets.
Mm-hmm.
For those of us who...
who didn't read the manga and just watched the anime.
I was not ready for, like... I thought Ray was really that fire.
Yeah, I thought Ray really set himself on fire. And then to find out that he didn't was great.
It was a great sense of
humor.
I was like,
right. Because, like, man, we already. Because we already lost Norman.
But this show is terrible.
Like, damn, we really losing Ray, too. Like, all we. I mean, not to. No slight to Emma, because I loved Emma, too. But, you know, I felt sad that it was like, damn, we started with these three, and Emma's the only one that's left. But, and do you know how much of a. Of a psycho you gotta be to cut your own ear off? They, well, yeah, they both cut their own ears off, like
quickly too, and bandaged them while they were
right. Like, do you? I don't know if people realize like the kind of the fortitude it takes as a 12-year-old to cut your ear off for, and I mean, I guess it is like a life or death kind of thing, so. You know, my life or my ear, I guess maybe it's an easy decision, but as quick as they did that,
I'm sorry.
And just left the ear there, like...
They didn't even cut off, like, the piece that had the thing in it. They cut off, like,
they cut the whole ear. The whole ear.
It's giving me a headache just thinking.
And then, I don't know how I knew Ray was going to be mom's... child, like her actual child.
I didn't see that coming whatsoever. Like, not one bit did I see that coming. Nothing. I wasn't necessarily like, oh my god. I was just like, wow. Really? I was like, who invented her? Like, you know, like, when did this happen? Like, that was more so my question. Like, who smashed him? Like, where did he come from? Was he a kid too? Like, I had so many questions that are probably never ever gonna get answered. But yeah, when I thought it was like really cool when he like was singing the song,
mm-hmm.
She was like,
"How do you know that song?"
Her eyes was like, "Excuse you, how do you know that?" And I was like, "Ooh, mm-hmm. Okay, all right."
Yeah, one of the things that was big for me too was that they didn't reveal how they were going to escape over that giant gap on the other side of the wall until they were doing it. I thought that was like really really good storytelling, because I'm like, because once the fire started. And they, you know, all the alarms went off and they were running along the wall. And I was like, okay, how are they about to get out of here? Because they can't, there's not a gap that you could just jump over. And like, it wasn't, they obviously couldn't use the bridge because the bridge was going to get shut down by security. And you got mom on your heels. So like, how are y'all finna get up? How are y'all finna make this work? And then... they made it work. And they ziplined across that gap. And man, it was crazy, cuz I mean everyone had pretty much gotten over, but like Emma hadn't gone yet when mom found him, and she kind of just let him go. which was crazy to me, because I for sure thought as she was going over there, mom was going to cut the line or something. But
she just was like, she'd rather them all be together. Because I feel like at the end of the day, mom loved them. Like, she had a job to do. She got attached to them. But she knows she had a job to do because she was once one of them damn kids. Mm-hmm. So she knows if she doesn't do her job, then she's going to be the next one dead. So it's kind of like, you know, you can't have a whole bunch of kids around you and not like them. Unless they're all bad, which all the kids were good.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, she probably was attached to them, but then she knew if she did something to, like, Emma, the rest of them kids go die.
Yeah.
So it's like, true. You know, without somebody else with them with the brains, like, even though they would have, like, Ray, Ray's not going to be that nurturing person that they need. Like, Emma is, like, the mom to them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, she was like, okay, I'd rather her be with them instead of me just killing her, and then what? All the kids are just going to be on their own? Without, like, real supervision?
And I guess that's part of why she just let her hair down. It was like her relaxing, kind of, and not being so uptight. Like she had to be for, you know, for her business, mm-hmm. Which is really what it was. That was her business. And I'm interested to see how Emma's going to come back for the babies. Yeah.
I hope they don't get no new babies in there. I wonder what they're going to do, though, because that whole house is done.
Right, because the house was on fire.
Like, assimilate them into a new, like, or one of the other
a new farm?
Mm-hmm. Like, what do they do? Because, like, are they going to build? Because there's no kids there. Like, them babies can't build nothing.
Right.
Are they gonna just,
and I mean, you can't have the demons come do it.
Imagine. I think they're just gonna come airdrop a new house. Drop that shit off, like Amazon, like 2-day shipping. We knew this would happen, so we have a couple of them built up on this plantation 6. We got a couple houses just flying around. So, I am interested to see how they come back. What has changed when they come back? How long it's going to take them to come back.
Mm-hmm. What they're going to do while they're gone.
What the hell is outside?
Right.
Because what if it's like a normal ass world? Like, regular ass shit. Nothing weird.
And the demon's been doing this in secret the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Like, no one outside of the farm knows about the farms, mm-hmm. at all.
That would be crazy.
And then, like, the demons are just like, regular humans have never seen, heard. What? Demons? Demons? Where?
I want to see Grandma. Because I don't think they showed her. The Grandma, quote unquote, the lady that was in charge of all the houses. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want to see wherever that headquarters is at. I want to see everything. They didn't stop with details. It should have been
36 episodes.
Stop playing me. I need the detail. I need the tea.
Read the manga.
Shut up. That's for you. Yes, me. But, yes, for those, if you're still listening and you haven't seen it, sorry.
We warned you.
But if you haven't seen it, I do suggest you go watch it, because it was one of the better anime this season. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure it's going to be one of the best ones this year, if you count winter in 2019.
Yeah.
If you don't, it's still probably one of the best ones. I guess you kind of have to.
It started in January, yeah.
Yeah, so you kind of have to catch it. It will be 2019. I feel like it's going to be top something. I can't really speak for the year. We're going to see what spring's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
After spring, I can tell you if it's going to be in the top 10 or the top 5.
Yeah.
But spring is going
to be... Even though there's supposed to be some real fire coming out fall of this year. Supposed to be, but you, because some stuff gets. I mean, winter had some fire though.
Winter had some
smoke. I thought winter had some fire. But this is supposed to be a really good year for anime. So we'll see. But this year is supposed to be a really good year, supposedly. And that's, you know, granted, if nothing gets pushed back to 2020 or, you know, something like that. But there's also a lot of things that could end up being disappointing as well. And not living up to the hype that it's supposed to have. So, we shall see. But, any final thoughts on Promised Neverland?
I thought it was great. Really great. One of my followers cosplayed her. Her at name on Twitter is Chibi Thought. I thought it was dope. I'm going to retweet her from the... She cosplayed Emma. And it's a black girl that does cosplay. And she does really good cosplay. But it was just like, she looked just like Emma. But she was black. It was weird.
Yeah, same, like, her. She even had the same face shape and everything. Like, it was crazy.
But I'm going to read to her from the podcast page. And so if anybody that cares, they can just go to the podcast page and scroll. Because I'm sure we won't have that many tweets between now and the time this episode posts. But we're going to do better, y'all.
Yeah, we going to get it together.
I blame him, so... That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
So, my final thoughts are, it was great. I thought it was amazing. I thought, for me, it was a little slow in the beginning. And I actually almost dropped it. No, I just felt like it was, even though it was good, it was still kind of slow. It wasn't going to be like a drop and never watch it again, but it was going to be like a drop until the end of the season and then binge the rest. But I'm glad I kept going through the slower parts, because the end, when it started to pick up, it really, really picked up, and it was amazing. You want to score it? Score out of 10? Out of 5? Out of 10? I think we should do 10.
Out of
10,
I would give it a
9
out of
10. Out of 10. I agree with that. Yeah. I'd give it a 9. I'd give it a 9 out of 10. Yeah.
Season right. 2 can earn a 10 out of 10 if they start explaining some shit. So, I know y'all planning coming out 2020. If y'all need another year to explain some shit, I accept that. So, you know, take time. But only if you're going to be explaining shit. If you're just going to give me some more questions, you need to run that. Real fast. I need that this year again. It's fall. Yeah, if you don't give me some more questions instead of answers, run that fast. But if you want to take your time and address some of my questions and concerns, I'll wait.
But yeah, I guess that'll do it. Make sure to subscribe on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter if you don't already at @SQ_AnimePod. What's Instagram? Instagram is the same. So follow us on Instagram, @SQ_AnimePod.
You don't have to follow us on Instagram yet.
Yeah, sure. There's not much on Instagram.
If
but
you want to, you can.
But definitely follow us on Twitter. Tell your friends about us. Leave a review on iTunes. We definitely appreciate any.
Do us on Google Play too. With your
we are on Google Play and on Spotify. But
the links are, they should be the on Twitter. The pinned tweet should be. The pinned tweet has all three links for Apple, Google, and Spotify. Retweet the tweet. How did it go away? I just unretweet. Whatever, I'll find it again. I'll fix it. That was weird though. But yeah. Do what you
have to do. Yeah, we appreciate everyone that listens. Leave a review if you can. Tell your friends about us. Take a screenshot of you listening to the episode and tweet it to us or post it on your Instagram story. Whatever. We love all of that. That's about it, right?
Yes. Thank you for listening. Thank you for waiting. Thank you for, being on our ass. We've got a bunch of people telling us where's the episode. So, I mean, we hear y'all. It's,
Yeah, life happens, but we gonna get it together. We gonna be more consistent for the folks. So.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys. That's a wrap.
Peace.
Hold up. Blah. This ain't entertainment. It's four niggas on a slave ship. These soldiers and spirituals I swam against them waves with. Ended up on shore to their amazement. I hope the example I set's not contagious. Lock us behind gates, but can't tame us. Used to be stay safe, now stay dangerous. Cause ain't no point playing defense, nigga. That's why I dove off the deep end, nigga, without a life jacket. Couple mil, tour the world, all my life cracking. Cook the books, bring it back, so it's no taxes. Royalties, publishing, plus our own masters. I'd be damned if I slave for some white crackers. I was mapping this out, I hit the heights backwards. Topping out the 85 and Reebok classes. Ran a couple marathons just to get established. To make it happen, you got to have dedication. Hard work plus patience to some more of my sacrifice. I'm done waiting.